escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise
Guys. What is up?
It's the link, man. I listened to it two times. Off of the player and then off of the editing software.
Yeah.
And it was like that in the YouTube link.
Huh.
Like, I don't know.
That's from the source. I mean, not the great magazine that Paige subscribes to, but the person who made the song. That AT Aliens.
These suckers, man, when they upload audio, it's real tricky who you get it from.
Yeah. Damn it. There's no way to ever, like, know until you actually play it on the radio. So,
that's true.
Such a good song.
I think that's the Lord saying, you don't need to play that song. Maybe Scott Stapp's like, all right.
He sabotaged it. Him or Tremonti or Phillips.
One of them. Okay. First off, if you've just tuned in, you're probably running late, I would imagine. Yeah, if you, like, normally would have tuned in by now and you're just now tuning in, you're probably late. So, I'm sorry.
Better get your ass to work.
Ooh, sorry.
It's hot enough for you.
Also, speaking of that, good. I'm glad you said that because I was kind of teetering on what to get into here. We're going to have, we're fine to do it now. We just, going out of that last segment, did not give the phone number to alert people of that we'll be doing the All Advice Hour this hour.
Ooh.
This hour.
This hour right now. So, if you got something you need advice on, we will do it this hour. This hour is 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
For those that are just tuning in. Again, probably running late. Also, with the heat thing, so...
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got to shout out to my buddy Kevin, man, who works outside every day.
Okay. Anybody that does. I shout out to animals right now. Mm. Birds.
Oh, yeah. How do you work that out at the farm?
Electrolytes.
Okay. I know they have a lot of shade out there.
Oh, there's a lot of shade, but like... You know, think about if you're a... Well, this might be easier for some of us. Imagine you're a big old animal, and you're going to go lay in the dark part. That was an onion ring. Golly bum.
Paige, I don't know what you ate.
Wow, you ate some of these as well, Paige. That sounded like an onion ring.
And you could burp on OnlyFans.
Imagine you go lay in,
burp on OnlyFans.
In a dark... It's still like 100 degrees outside, but you're going to go lay on hot straw. That would suck ass.
I had a situation yesterday, not directly, but a family member goes to the store, and they see a car. And now the car was parked in the shade, but there was a dog in the car. And they had to call
the
cops.
Cruel.
Yep. And even if it was for a few minutes, you dummies. You cannot leave animals in the effing car.
Cooking the animal inside.
And dog was going nuts.
He can't breathe.
If I was there, if I was there, I probably would have broke the window.
Just think about you wearing a coat sitting in there. That's how the dog feels.
What wonder what would happen if that were the case? Like the person comes out and says, dude, I was in there 2 minutes. You just broke out my window and I don't have insurance. Like, what that would be.
What? No, that's a great question. Would I catch a charge?
I think I'm going to call Rob. Would you catch a charge?
God, Rob would know for sure.
Well, if you're committing a crime.
But if the animal bit you, Rob could help you.
Oh, yeah, that was true.
I would
lock him back in there.
I don't know.
If he bit you, you'd lock him in the trunk afterwards.
I think if the animal was in distress, I don't think, because if there was a person in there and you went to save its life, would you be doing something wrong if you broke the window? Or would you just let them die?
And they want you to, I think you touch the hood, right, to see how hot it is. See if the car's just parked. But either way,
Paige has hers pierced.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. So...
I'd have broke the hell out of the
window. No matter how you feel about like the environment or like power and things like that, like I feel like one of the biggest like blindfolds that we've been put on is like having to like pay for electricity. Like I feel like there's something
it's
out
a necessity.
In,
you can't live without it now.
But I think it's something that's been harnessed and made. It's like paying a water bill. Now, I'm paying for the clean water, and I'm paying for the pipes and to go all up in there. But, you know, it's illegal to collect rainwater and all that stuff, like the free stuff. You can't source it yourself. So Duke Power, who I have to be honest with you, that's who I power with.
Yeah.
Me too.
Everybody does.
Partly because you don't have a choice, which is odd.
Monopoly.
But I get a text yesterday, and it says, successive days of extreme temperatures are driving unusually high energy demand in our area, and available power reserves are currently very limited. You can help us protect our electric grid and possibly temporary outages by cutting back on non-essential energy from 3 to 8 p.m.
Like, what does that exactly?
Like, what does that mean? Like,
the grid.
Like, y'all should be, like, high-fiving each other right now. Like, oh, my God, man, it's hot as hell. People are running AC, like, big week.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they tell people they have to raise rates. We can't do anything about it anyway.
I know.
I'd rather not know.
Like, yes, exactly,
and,
right.
And if you, I just want to know if there's, like, an elderly person or someone who is not well. Are you going to go cut
She's
their power
She's down the
off?
Hall.
They're going to cut their power off right now.
No, they can't, because they got the rule, right? If it's either too hot or too cold, above or below certain temperatures, they can't cut it off.
Even if it's, like, not just the elderly, for anyone?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's anyone.
Well.
Now, they got all kind of programs you can do, too, where you can have a fixed bill and whatnot. But
I got one of them gimmicks. If they turn your water off, let me know. I only charge you $10 to come over and turn it.
But you have to take a picture, too. Hey, man, you cut my water back on. Can we have a picture, please?
It's not even the real tool. It's the key to the city they gave me in Greenwood. It actually works for water. Turn your water back on. I think that's actually what it is. A key to the city of Greenwood.
I have all those kind of.
It's not even emerald.
Little things that my husband had.
Yeah, I didn't go outside a single second yesterday.
You didn't?
No. Uh-uh.
Well,
it's gonna be another one. Today's gonna be hotter.
I watered my plants and went outside, and
you have to.
I walked through a spider, big spider web last night.
Okay, white spider web.
I felt bad. Sorry, spider. I ruined your home.
This is going to be ridiculous. There's no point in going out.
But what though?
We used to take water to people. We don't do that anymore, but we used to do a service.
But what? Why would Duke Power say that? Like, help me understand. I'm not calling shenanigans. I'm just saying, like, why would they say, hey, we're making a lot of money off of you right now, but...
Yeah.
Like, that's like us coming on saying, hey, guys, there's only so much bandwidth, so don't go download the podcast between 12 and 3.
Why,
like,
would they say that just now?
I don't understand. Help me out, linemen, line women, line people.
You so pipe boys.
What are they saying? What does it mean? Like, don't.
It's just saying first off, 3 to 8 is when, that's prime time when people are.
Yep.
Evenings home, well, home from school.
That's
but
when the
whatever.
Grid is most taxed.
And yeah,
I mean,
what's not essential then? You want to sit in the dark?
You
and
unplug
heat?
Things that are plugged in at your house. That
see,
are,
now that's also a falsity. Correct.
I've
plugged
heard two
in is
things.
Not a. You're not sourcing power.
Ooh,
you're only sourcing it when you turn it on.
Okay, so
it's what I've heard.
My phone charger. I still have the cord at home that I use.
That's
is
cool.
That,
like,
if
all your vibrators that you charge, like, you
those
shouldn't
are solar
do that.
Powers.
You act like I'm like this
gonna
deviant.
Burn yourself.
She's
I don't
got
have like
Bluetooth
anything charged.
Benoit balls. Charge wirelessly.
She went to Wake Forest. She's a dildo deacon.
Oh Lord!
I've got a wireless butt plug that charges Bluetooth.
For real though, like,
I don't know why that wouldn't be a daily thing. They should tell you if that was such a big issue.
But why would they? That would be like McDonald's saying. I mean, wasn't it, or was it Taco Bell? They added a fourth meal in the food pyramid. They're like, screw it. You eat four meals a day. Come out and get fourth meal from us.
I can see maybe not dipping your air down to like 60.
But why would they care, though? Like, honestly, unless they could say, well, it's going to overpower the grid. So you should have that not be ever be a possibility. In the South, in the summer, or anywhere. Yeah. You should have it up to the level. You're the only source we got. And you go to try to tell us now, oh, well, guess what? I'm turning every light in the house on today from 3 to 8.
Maybe they're
all
saying.
Hold on. Every light.
You go tax the grid.
Bug lights.
Maybe you should.
I got a big old light.
Yeah,
that's
you do.
For a club in my bedroom that does lasers. I'm going to turn that on in the middle of the damn day.
Maybe what they're saying is don't run your dishwasher or washing machine during the peak time. Do it at, you know, like early in the morning or late at night.
But again, I say, like that makes sense to me.
Is it more work on the boys if everybody does it, or like what? I don't know what they're trying to cut back.
I don't know. It just struck me as odd. I thought it was fishy at first, like, you know, sussy, you know, like scammy.
Yep.
Because the link on it was like, they spelled Duke with no E, but it's really, that's the way they,
it's
Duck Power.
Duck.us.
Well, hang on a minute.
That's like, you left the E in, out of Duke.
It's like old JCPenney scams where they wouldn't put the E in the penny.
But it's really, that's really them. I was like, well, first off.
They were just showing animals at the zoo. They got to give them frozen treats and big blocks of ice.
Well, wouldn't you want that if you were a monkey? Some frozen bananas?
God almighty. Probably. I'd have to have something to eat, though.
Give later. Me some ice cream.
That boy would be, yeah, he would take silver coins only. He'd throw pennies back at you.
You'd have to boof the bananas to cool down.
Don't boof them. That would hurt.
What if they told you that's the quickest way to cool down? You got to boof this ice cube.
Like, think about, like, why is it, I can remember as a kid walking around in the summertime with no shoes on hot pavement. And
oh!
I mean, it hurt and all, but like it wasn't like excruciating pain. Now you think about walking around on hot concrete.
You have a black
foot.
You get
the feeling like, God, I'm going on Fear Factor. Like, oh God, I got to walk. But then you got little baby skin, like it's all, you know. Now it's especially Fat Boy and I've been carrying around these big ass bodies for years.
Oh my God,
our feet should feel no pain.
They're too calloused. They're
barking.
Well, it's like when you walk through these stickers in the grass, too. The stickers will get you.
Yeah.
You know?
Pussy willows?
Chiggers and whatnot.
Yeah.
Chiggas, black tops, like, you know, cement, like you said. It gets too hot.
Yeah.
Why are you going to walk on it? But we did because we were stupid kids.
Stupid as hell.
I mean, I grew up and got a GED. What does that tell you? Well, I shouldn't have been walking barefoot around Pickens County in the summer.
Can I get a GED with my college degree since I dropped out?
I'll let you take a picture of mine if you want and just write your name over it.
Cool. Paige, would you sell me one of yours?
Sure.
She's got, four or five? She's got a lot of degrees.
I have a degree in psych, degree in mass communication, and minor in dance, and I have almost
She's about to have a degree in getting naked on the internet.
I've danced with a minor, so does that count for anything?
Not cosmetology, but esthetician. I don't even know what I'm doing.
No, back facials. August 13th. Write it down.
12. Don't give me another day.
I thought it was the 13th.
I thought it was
too. Stop.
Put it on your calendar.
It's the 12th.
Old facial pay.
Hey, look at the
phone. Leroy over here.
You know what?
Leroy.
We got to bring back Leroy for summertime. Talk to me. Talk to Fat Boy. Talk to Leroy. Call in with all your advice questions. The All Advice Show will commence. We've got one already on hold for sure. Who?
Is it got anonymous? It's got to be anonymous.
Okay, I don't see a little thing on. Can you give me like a little tease of what they want to talk about?
He's about to do something for the third time, he said.
Morning?
Not this morning, but okay. he's kind of like, you know, is he doing the right thing, I guess?
Oh, okay. I've done been twice.
For the third time.
Or is he nuts?
Is it a charm?
I guess we get to, I don't. You know, it's a good question.
Oh, getting married. Oh, man.
Don't do it.
I'm sorry. You might be close.
Like third.
You might be hitting
third time, you may not be good at it.
Oh, Lord.
The head of your hammer might be right over that nail, brother.
Oh, yeah. Let's make some tool time together, Paige. All right, good morning, everyone.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Show.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is the All Advice Hour.
Hello.
You call in. Tell us what you need advice about. And if we don't know, then we don't know. But if you know, then you know, and then you would call in and you'd say, you know, I know what to do.
We're not irresponsible with it. If we don't know, I'm not going to lead you astray. Not on purpose.
No, absolutely not. 1-800-774-0093. Relationship issues is what Fat Boy put on here, but for this caller that's been on hold for quite some time, you said that Fat Boy's a little tease for us. By the way, you have big tease, but the little tease,
I feel like it more now.
With the T E A S E, was that is the third time going to be the charm?
Is it?
Is the third time what?
I think that's what he's going to ask us. If three's too much or. Just the right amount.
Is it three sums? That's what I'm thinking.
Is it?
Let's go and ask Anonymous with relationship issues. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
You know what? You know, normally, like right now, let's see, in regular people hours, this would be like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, when you're getting off at 5. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, you know, normally I'm excited about getting the hell out of here. And then I'm looking at the weather, and I'm like, God bless. I'm going to stay here and use the radio station's air conditioning. I don't want to go outside. This is some bull crap, man.
Well, I don't think so.
Spend the night at work.
I mean, hell. Now, your situation here, though, I understand completely why you want to be anonymous, but what is up with the relationship issues?
So, I mean, look, I'll just say it this way. I might be making the worst decision of my life again.
Same one again. So now, relationship. I was thinking, like, this might, does it involve money? Is money part of this?
You know what? In a way. Yeah, you're not too far off. Here it is. I'm about to marry the same woman for the third time.
Dang.
Third? I mean,
a bunch of people got that right on the text. That's what they were guessing.
I've heard of two for the same people, but three? I'm like, you didn't learn anything from the first two?
Yeah. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, all right? But it's like, it's kind of hard to explain, but that's why I'm calling in. I mean, you know, me and this woman, we go way back. We're high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
We had our first kiss. In the back of her mom's, it was a Dodge Caravan.
Nice.
And it was on the way home from vacation Bible school.
Freaking,
you know, while mom was driving, by the way.
God bless. You go to VBS and then you SIN all the way home. Unbelievable. So
we didn't learn much, did we?
So mom was driving, and then what was she like? Did y'all go to homecoming? Did all that stuff?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we did homecoming. We did the whole, she was my prom date. And then we ended up, we were together for a while and got married for the first time at 25. And you know, I mean, so, you know, without saying too much more, I mean, we got a history. We got a long history together. It's been a long time with her. Yeah.
So her mom was cool with you two making out in the back seat?
Sure, she didn't know.
No, not really, but like the rearview mirror was kind of busted or turned the wrong way, and we found that little blind spot, you know, and she couldn't see back there, you know, and you climb back, and it was stealthy, and suddenly I'm in the back with her daughter, and you know how it goes, right?
I mean, it was always like, you think about it was church vans, like vans, seats.
They were just minivans, right? Or like regular vans.
But I'm saying like a van itself leads to, you know, playing with feet. And digital insertion things such as that.
same foot.
We said that yesterday, and people popped for that. So let's unpack all this for a second. Like, what went wrong the first time? I have a guess, but I'm not going to make that guess because I will probably be wrong with that guess.
I mean, you may not be too far off on your guess, I bet. But like the first time. I'll just put it on her, and she'd agree. The first time that the things didn't work, it was her. She was not good with money, and I mean, like, not good. I mean, like, dangerously bad, like putting us in a bad situation. Like, we had about five grand, you know, in savings, and it pretty much got wiped out, but not on, like, home repairs or, you know, new car or anything. It got wiped out on, like, Amazon junk and, like, boutique clothing and, like, she never wore it. We had a wine subscription. We had a subscription to like monthly wine. We didn't even drink it. I never even drank any of that stuff. The bottles just sat there collecting dust.
God bless.
You know, she even got in on, what's it called? Like that multi-level like marketing stuff, you know, like those pyramid schemey type things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she tried to get that started. Oh, baby, I'm going to make us so much money. And then the money's just flying out the door, like way faster than I could get in, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess fast forward a little bit. How long were you single until you got married again?
It's not even that long. It was like a year and a half. I wasn't even dating anybody. And I was trying to get out of debt.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to rebuild my savings, get out of debt, get my financial footing under me.
But then you two got together again, though. Like, you got wedding number two. How did that come about then?
Yeah, well, we stayed in touch. I mean, it was about the money, but we didn't, like, lose, you know, love for each other. And the history didn't go away, you know. And she's dating, and she's mad for, like, 6 months. But eventually she messages me, and I guess, like, long story short, we missed each other. Told her money. I said money was it, baby. Like, the money was the problem. And we got back together. We got married again. And honestly, the second time around, she was great. And I guess, okay, I get blame her for the first. I got to take the blame for the second one. This one was on me, second time around.
So what happened with the second divorce then?
Cheating.
I'm not very good at talking my feelings sometimes, but, you know, I was bottling all my feelings up, and like, I had a friend pass away, then my mother passed, yeah, I was in a pretty bad place, and I kind of went straight to the bottle, and it wasn't good. You know, I started relying on booze a lot to kind of get me through my day, and then I got rid of all my wine
this past weekend, oddly enough. I got rid of all of it.
There's a lot of boons sitting on the side of the road somewhere. Yeah.
What'd you do with it?
I drank it all.
Oh, good for you.
So let's go back to your situation, though. Like, you had a little bit of a situation. You probably, that's the thing with idle hands, especially when you're single. It's like I was saying last week, it sucked to be sick by yourself, because then you, like, how were you sick by yourself prior to DoorDash and all that? I don't know how we live,
right. But
barely. so she left you essentially because you had, I don't want to call you an alcoholic, that's not fair to say, you had issues with the bottle.
Okay.
Do you prefer to be alcoholic, called an alcoholic?
That was part of it, but then things got a little messy one night, and I cheated on her with a girl at work.
God, you were right. Yes.
Well, I figured that was one of the two. I mean, that's usually.
You nailed it.
So first marriage, she spends all you savings. Second marriage, you go cheat while you're out drinking some. What was it? Johnny Walker Red. What was it?
Oh, Grandma.
I'm more of a Blue Label guy.
Nice. So we're gearing up for part three, possibly. Like, what's going to be different this time? Yeah, well, she became an accountant, and you're an ordained minister now. Like, well, what happened?
Yeah, I'm a man of the cloth.
The trust is still there after you cheated and you were drinking? Do you think you?
Yeah, like, how long have you been sober?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm totally sober now. 18 months, I got that under control, and like, totally on it, and go to meetings, and I'm on top of that. So it's 18 months now, totally dry.
Yeah.
And I feel great. I feel like I'm in better shape, looking better than I've ever looked. And she even came to me and said, look, I've really, like, taken over with my money and my finances. And she's working now, so she's getting money coming in. So she kind of, you know, she gets it now. Money's got to come in for you to spend that money, as opposed to, oh, here's this money for me to just spend whatever I want, you know?
Can you two be together without being married for a third
time? That's what I was thinking. Why don't you try to be a couple first and then... without all the other
or what
stress.
Does your family say about it? Like, your parents or you siblings, nieces, nephews, anything? Like, would they become close to person too?
Yeah, you know, the way I see it is that I could do it. I think, like, I could do it without the paper, but, like, in terms of the family and stuff, like, my sister said she's totally done. Like, she's not even going to come. Third wedding. She doesn't even want to come. My sister's out. My parents obviously aren't too happy. They said they'd be there. You know, my dad loves a good dinner, so of course he's going to be there.
Right.
Old dad.
But weddings are expensive, and so are divorces.
I know. Like, I would say maybe just do this one on the...
Go elope
or... I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Is there a chance you could hold on? If you got to run into work, I get it. But, like, I have so many more things to ask you.
I mean, listen, like, you know, I think that she, I'll just say that, you know, I got time, yeah, but I just think that what it boils down to is, like, I'd be fine, but there's something about that commitment and kind of committing to one another, and I know it seems crazy, third time around, but
and
she wants that commitment.
And I'm maybe overreaching here, but, like, I've not heard a mention of any kids. Like, do you want kids? Do you have kids? I don't want to say I don't think you have kids, and then you're like, well, I didn't mention that part because that'd make you sound like a bad parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We don't. We don't have kids right now. But I think, you know, I want to. But I guess the thing I'm also kind of wondering, if I'm gonna have kids, am I gonna like divorce this person for a third time, and then we're going bringing the kids into that? And that's the thing I'm thinking about too. Like, what kind of family am I bringing them into?
Right.
Your sister already hates your wife, so
I'm not good with relationships either. So forgive me for what I'm saying to you, but what I would be thinking if I was dating you is that maybe you just don't want me to be with anybody else.
Oh,
damn, Paige! You know, normally when you. Yeah,
it was good.
That's
because
solid.
You keep walking out of the relationship.
Plus, can you even have kids, dude?
You cheated.
Oh, come on.
Are you barren, sir?
No, I'm not. I mean, please forgive me for that, but that's what I would think. I'm not good with relationships at all.
Hold on, okay? Would you? All right, hold on.
That's
a
good point.
Yeah, that is a solid point. Like, they both are like, I don't want you. I can't be with you, but I don't want anybody else to be with you.
Exactly.
They also... Do you think when we come back, is it too impersonal for me to ask him if they've been hooking up sexually in between all these different things? Because I think that's what it keeps coming back to.
I think it's pertinent. You have to.
All right. I will mention sexual activity next. Daring Radio. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did it have anything to do? Oh, good morning. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. I'll ask it. Did it have anything to say? Why did he suddenly need to go when I was going to ask some progressive sexual questions when we came back?
I don't know if he had a good segment. I don't know if people get nervous when they get on the hold and kind of think about it a little bit. Like, oh, my God. I was just on the radio. Do I want to keep doing it?
I tell you.
So he didn't hang around.
Again, reading texts. I love phone calls, though. But, you know, Fat Boy mentioned something earlier. He's like, not talking about talking to you guys, but he's like, in general, I hate talking on the phone. I hate talking on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, you really.
Yeah. He said that. Fat Boy did. He said, I prefer to just text. I don't like to talk.
It's so much easier. You can text on your time. But when you have somebody on the phone, just by nature of what we do, you have to lead the conversation.
But if you care about them, you want to hear their voice. Although, you know, it's like I have to call my stepson. I just want to hear him.
Back in my day, dude, they made it like a fun activity. Like, you let your fingers do the walking. You sit there and do that, go through the big-ass phone book, and then you reach out and touch someone.
That's how people abuse the 1-800 collect system. They would reach out. Hey, I'm here. Come pick me up.
No, you call station to station. You don't have to pay for it. Figure that out. Ocean Lake's gonna call my girlfriend. Call station to station.
Ooh,
yeah. That's another thing that blows kids' minds when you sit there and say we had to pay long distance calls.
They're like, "What is that?
What does that mean, man?"
Did you call her up and say, "Hey, you want to go get blankered in the pool?"
She's like, "Well, Dad, did you ever get a text from Duke Power saying don't use the power for 5 hours today because of the energy grid?" All right, let's get to this guy's situation. That's nuts to me. That's nuts. It's 2025. We beaming all this bull crap through the air and all this stuff.
Like, how's the grid? Show me the integrity of the grid.
And why would you not want to make all this money? Why would you tell people that?
It's not that. It's just like, sense, okay?
Okay. I can poke some holes in it, though. It's like when they shipped out. Remember they gave away those great bulbs? They said, these are going to save you energy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It's like when it's an essentially a government contract. They did a contract with the bulb company. Said, we're going to make them get used to your bulb. Remember Obama was part of that. I mean, it was an energy initiative where they changed the type of bulb. Yep. So that got them in everybody's houses. And you're like, well, we're used to it being white in here. Now it's yellow again with the yellow light. I don't like it.
Remember the guy told you you had to ask for the heat. That's how you ask for the light bulb, the temperature.
Did not know that until a recent trip to Home Depot. I was there not for the protest, but
you said you wanted a yellow light, right?
I was there for the value. I needed it. I said I don't. I was like, I want a white light. I don't want a yellow light.
Yellow?
It just screams nicotine. Them yellow lights.
It really does. Like, is this a smoker's light bulb?
I like the warm lights, but not yellow outside means it's a bug light to me. So why have you?
It's like my fog lights.
You sure you read that right?
I said fog.
I think you
my fog
wrong.
Lights are white, but my regular lights on my vehicle are yellow. And I don't like the way that looks in the rear view or in the bumper in front of the car in front of me. That's
bright,
stupid, I know.
Bright new blue lights
should match.
Hurt your eyes.
I don't like them either. Now, let's get into this kind of situation, though. Here's what I like.
He likes that.
I like that private between your legs.
Oh. You got a private, too. Not just me.
I assumed he was talking to me. Okay. Why'd you have to butt in?
I'm backing away.
There again, she assumes I was talking about her.
I'm sorry. Need I say
narcissistic
more.
Page.
I just
made
assume.
It something about having big made breasts it. Earlier. She thought I was talking about her.
It wasn't me. It was you all along. I knew it.
I said more than just your armpit stink. She thought I was talking about her.
No. You think you got the biggest jugs in the room? I mean, come
no,
on.
I do not. I'm losing.
That's right.
Several people are texting in saying, okay, so I'll read several of these for you. I have been married to the same guy twice. We are now realizing in our 40s we were way more mature. We never had kids either, and I think that's key to all this. People get together, they have the honeymoon, it's in quotes, honeymoon period, for a couple years and decide all of a sudden, oh my God, we got to have kids. And suddenly you adult up and forget about your fun ways.
Right, like that's not always the go-to these days, the transition.
To adult up. Are you the adult up?
I became an adult at 26 when I got that. That's literally when I became an adult.
But the whole kid thing is not the immediate go-to. That's not the next step in the whole process.
What do you think it is?
You know what? I would like to say job, but it's not even that to some people, you know?
I just think relationships go in cycles. And, you know, I was with my husband for a long time. And there are days where I'm just like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. But there are things that I would see in him that reminded me of why I fell in love with him.
He was hung like a horse, that's why.
Yeah, that's what I always was told.
Who told you that, him?
I'll tell you who told me that. I'll tell you off the radio if you smoke in the bandit.
Oh, hang on a second. I got on the hot key for this
one. Oh, I think I know who it is.
Oh, hang on now. Don't you do it. Hang on. Here we go.
Somebody. So
yeah, I'm not shocked.
It's just the kind of person, you know, the kind of person, folks listening right now, the kind of person that's like you mention a person's name and they have to have a fact ready.
Right.
Oh yeah, you know him. He was born Catholic, but now he's Protestant.
Yeah,
or you know, I happen to look over and that guy's hung. You know,
it's
like the old guy I saw in the gym. He's too old to use it. And he's got a stud missile.
You can't judge that with people. Nah, you don't know what they're going to be packing or doing in their bedroom.
He's done. He's seen his best lovemaking days. They are gone. He is old.
There's a lot of expectations in relationships. Oh, he doesn't make me happy.
Tell Fatboy watches a lot of daytime television. He thinks that you hit a
what else am
age.
I going to do?
You hit a like, I will be... God, it sucks to say this. I mean, it really sucks. I would be half a century old this year, and I'm hornier than ever.
Well, that's good.
I really am. I don't know, like, but I could have, you know, but I wouldn't say I'm a late bloomer or anything like that. Like,
you might be, quote unquote, hornier than ever, but there are other factors that kind of key into it. That I would argue that you're not, as you get older.
I haven't got laid in a while.
Well, if that's not the first thing that comes to mind when you see a beautiful woman, how she would look naked, then it's already going away. If you don't self-facilitate yourself every day.
What if she's ugly?
You wouldn't think that anyway about an ugly chick. I mean, you really wouldn't.
Well, she even agrees. You are a reverse sexist.
She really is. I'm not,
but I've never seen you with an ugly girl, so thank I you. Know you.
I love how she hates women.
I can I don't show hate you a couple women. Photos. It
would... I don't hate women. I just know you.
I don't agree with his ranking of his exes, but I mean, that's not like anything to talk about.
I like a few of his exes. No, they're good people.
Not all of them.
No, not all of them. But there was one of them that I really liked.
Yeah.
And
there's one of them that's going to be in the darkest corners of hell.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.